Hello, I'm Alan Davis. You are listening to the Tuesday Club. This is the Arsenal podcast, and I've got Keith Dover with me this evening. How are you, Keith?
I'm well. I'm in a good mood tonight, mate. I'm good.
Yeah? Keith has been supporting Arsenal since 1887.
Yes, I have. And on this sad weekend, and I don't need to go into details, as we all know, but it was around about 1990. It was a corporate event at Highbury, and Prince Philip was there. And we'd had a young, thrusting DJ from the Brighton area. And Prince Philip asked, he said, "Do you have any X-Clan that you could play, old chap?" And thankfully, because I'd booked this young, thrusting, up-and-coming Turk of a DJ from the Brighton area, he did have some X-Clan, which Prince Philip was a big fan of, especially the To the East and Blackwoods LP. he was very keen on Professor X and Master China, who are members of X-Clan, as you know. And Prince Philip danced the night away.
Wonderful.
And I have earned a lot of kudos on booking that young, thrusting, up-and-coming DJ from Brighton. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Well, he's here tonight.
Hey! Hey!
Damien Harris is here, the midfield general.
Yeah. He's back on.
Do you remember the Duke of Edinburgh dancing while you were at the Wheels of Steel?
Yeah, like it was yesterday.
No. Did you have any idea what Keith was going on about?
I do know. I know. Well, I'm trying to clear out my records. And I did actually come across some X-Clan records just the other day. So, yes, I do know what he was talking about.
The master of China. Was that what you said?
It was reminiscent of Hank Kingsley meeting the Wu-Tang Clan on the Larry Sanders Show.
We'll all agree, a great moment in television history.
Great moment in television history, yes.
Well, we're here, we're gathered here, listener, on Sunday evening, 9:15. I never felt more like singing the blues when Arsenal win and Tottenham lose. Oh, Arsenal. You got me singing the blues. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Never felt more like singing the blues when Arsenal win and Tottenham lose. Oh, Arsenal. You got me singing the blues. So it's a short podcast this week. Thank you very much.
Good night. Hey.
A very good win this evening against an abject championship-bound Sheffield United. This new manager's come in and changed the way they play catastrophically. But a nice pass to Pepe to help set up Martinelli for our second goal, just when we were looking a little bit like we might balls it up, about 20 minutes to go. They gifted us a second.
Just before the goal. Just the moment before the goal.
What are
I was
you
just preparing
about?
The text that said, "This has got 87th minute equaliser written all over it."
We had a very nice spell, I thought, between a minute about 25, a minute about 40, when we were well on top.
Yeah.
And we scored an absolutely wonderful goal. Lovely bit of interplay on the edge of the area involving Saka and Ceballos into Lacazette, who passed it into the corner of the net like he didn't do on Thursday.
Let's come
and then subsequently went in and gave the keeper the eyes in a one-on-one like he didn't do on Thursday.
Positive.
Well, he absolutely fluffed his lines at the Emirates. I do think that I know they were talking during the game in the commentary about how it's been difficult for Sheffield United. They're one of the clubs who suffered without having the big, noisy Bramall Lane crowd in for their home games, and I'm sure that's right. And I do think that, I don't want to make excuses for the Arsenal players, but when we went over there, Keith, for that night against Burnley, with that awful night in the rain, the Emirates, empty, with that noise coming from the drainage system, it's a really... it's like the worst multi-storey car park environment. It's an awful place to be. It's a bit soulless when it's got 60,000 paying punters in, but really empty. It's grim in there. And I do feel as though... Wouldn't it have been possible just for this season just to go over to Highbury and say, "Do you mind if we relay the pitch put the goal nets down, and everyone in the flats can just watch. And we'll just play our home games there, because that place just had a kind of intrinsic atmosphere, didn't it? I do feel like we've lost some points at home, and I felt like that was at play in the Slavia Prague game.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it begs the question: would it be better off if we played at, say, Barnet or somewhere like that? Or I've heard more atmosphere at a Hackney Marshes game. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is this inspired by Real Madrid playing at their training ground?
Exactly that, yeah. D. Because I imagine the Bernabeu even more so, a 90,000 seat monolith of a place. But there is something very peculiar about that noise of the drainage system at the Emirates, and the shouting of the coaches sounds really like people who are lost on the moors at the beginning of Great Expectations. And I do feel like they should have just gone back to Highbury, put some grass down, and played the home games over there. Really, they should jumpers, have done that. Honestly,
jumpers for goalposts.
Jumpers for goalposts. It would have been better off just doing that on Highbury Field.
Yeah.
But I think it just came to mind tonight watching the game at Bramall Lane when they mentioned that in the commentary. I thought, yeah, that has affected us. So anyway, yeah. We played well in patches tonight. There's a few personnel restored to the team that I like. I always like to see Callum Chambers in the 11 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like this. Pablo Mari seems to be getting larger and larger every week. He's already an enormous man now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He makes Rob Holding look like a kind of skinny whippet of a centre-back.
Yeah.
That was good to see.
It's mainly hair gel, I think, but...
Yes, it might be mainly. Yeah. There was absolutely no reason whatsoever that I will ever be able to fathom, as long as I live, that Bukayo Saka was in Sheffield tonight in the pissing rain. I cannot... Tell me, give me one possible reason why you would run the risk of a 19-year-old boy who's already had a little bit of a niggle the week before, missed England duty. Why on earth you would put him on a bus and take him up to Bramall Lane instead of just tucking him up in bed and saying, see you Thursday, sunshine.
Well, that's what I sent
really
you
was.
This week.
You sent me a message this week, Keith. I hope he doesn't put anyone he needs on Thursday on the pitch against Sheffield United. And the look on Eddie Nketiah's face when he came on for 3 minutes really sums it up. There's a kid, him or Nketiah or Nelson, either of them, or just give them 45 minutes each in Saka's shirt. Do you think we wouldn't have won the game? I mean, that was a stupid thing to do. And if he misses Thursday because of it... Oh.
We're in trouble again. And
Can we keep the positivity going a bit longer?
It's on you, mate. It's on you, mate. Go on, away you go.
We're on the raft of optimism.
The floor is yours.
the lifeboat of delusion. Come on, here we go.
Well, I couldn't believe you had a perfect opportunity with, speaking of waterborne, like turning the tanker in the Suez Canal is a bit like turning round Arsenal. And you missed that analogy. I can't believe you didn't use it.
Yeah, it's yours, mate. The floor's yours. Don't pipe up and say, why didn't you say all the things I thought of? Just say the things you thought of.
I thought we looked much better tonight.
Yeah, you're right. The opposition was shocking.
Yeah.
And we did look better. We still had the same opening 20 minutes we seem to have in every match where nothing happens at all. I think there must be something in the Arteta coaching manual that says if you concede in the opening 20 minutes, all your family will be kidnapped and murdered or something. It really does. Really, nothing happens in the first 20 minutes. I do remember in the Wenger days, a lot used to go on in the first 20 minutes, good or bad. Something would happen.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I think it was like Sheffield United were...
Awful.
They come out, they're very well drilled.
Are they?
And yeah, well, they were. They were better under, what's his face?
Wilder.
Yeah. And they're a team that are used to that, and they will have had their instructions, and they will run around for the first 20 minutes and block us and harry us and press and do those things. So, you know, I think there's an element of that.
You know, elementary said we have these spells. I mean, we have more spells than the Wizard. I mean, it's a joke. You know, we go in 1-0 up, and then we come out again, and then we have this period of, oh, we can't be bothered. We're switched
off. Who's the Wizard?
Yeah. Who is this Wizard?
Who's the Wizard?
We gave away a corner with a minute to go.
I don't mean spells as in casting a spell. I mean spell as in a period of time.
I know that.
Like, you said you have more spells than a weatherman.
All right,
but
whatever.
More spells than the wizard.
Well, then a wizard. But you know
A wizard.
Yeah, well, Sabios was a bit wizard-like tonight.
Well, it's about time he put in a shift again.
Sabios found his level. Sheffield United.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
You know, I'm only saying these things to make you know.
I know.
Oh. Oh, but couldn't you see? Tonight was like the old days.
Against the relegated team.
You know, talk flat-track bullies. It's the old days. Lacka gets two.
Yeah, I mean, Sheffield United players, they're on the beach, mate. They're thinking of going to Canvey Island for a holiday. They're, you know.
Right, okay.
But it was good. Scarborough. But it was good to get that win. That could have gone wrong, couldn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think a clean sheet. I thought Partey looked much
wonderful,
better.
Oh, my God.
That
good
pass,
player.
That little turn and pass.
The turn and pass. But there was one bit. Goal. I don't know if you noticed it in the second half. He was in our own half, about 30 yards from goal, and someone's played it back to him, and he's got a Sheffield United player with him. And he dinked it up and over the Sheffield United player to an Arsenal player the other side of him, who really, by rights, he shouldn't have been able to see.
Yeah.
But he just kind of flipped it up and over. He is so gifted. I feel like he's a fixture in our midfield for years to come, I hope. So, I mean,
absolutely,
really, you know, wonderful. We need him to play like that Thursday. Thursday is a game we could definitely win. The Slavia Prague, we should have beaten them the other night. We missed a couple of good chances, didn't we, where Lacazette had a one-on-one. It was a chance for Saka. A lot was made of us missing chances, but actually, there was only about three. And Aubameyang might have scored when he'd just come off the bench. But weirdly, we got our goal on the break. Rather like in the game today, just when Slavia Prague were thinking, hang on a minute, we might nick a goal here and win this 1-0, just when they were pushing a little bit to try and get the away goal, and suddenly we found ourselves on the break with Aubameyang and Pepe, and that's how we got our goal.
Yeah.
A breakaway goal.
Well, we'll need an early goal Thursday, but, you know, Slavia Prague, it's tough for them too. I mean, they can think to themselves, all right, do we sit back? Do we try and, you know, play this out and win on the away goal?
Did you try and say that in an Eastern European accent?
No, I did not.
You did a bit.
We sit back. I will wear an overcoat. We turn out the lights and smoke cigarettes and wait for them.
Well, let's hope they do, because I think, yeah, we can look at
that. Mate, we are facing the ultimate Czech low block. Where they will sit. Mm. Don't you worry about that, my friend. They will park the bus and they will endeavour to pinch one.
Mm.
And we'll see. We'll see how we get on. Yes. I don't know how we'll get on. What did you make of Granit Xhaka at left back? I mean, why on earth didn't Sheffield United try and get the ball down the right wing a couple of times?
I thought he was very good. He was, though.
But he's not playing there Thursday, right?
Please, God, no.
Please, he can't. Yeah,
no. He must have been protecting Cedric, mustn't he? He's thinking, well, I can't.
He can't play him there Thursday. Yeah. I mean, remember that guy who was running down the right wing? Barr was his name? I mean,
yeah.
He'll slaughter Granit Xhaka. That Prague coach, you know, the Czech Klopp.
He
would have noted that. If they put that big lump down the left-hand side,
we get
our two fastest lads out there straight away. He won't be there. He will not be there.
No, Cedric.
Well, we thought Saka was going to play there. No one really quite knew what the lineup was going to be, so it was a bit of a surprise.
The TV thought that, didn't they? But he put Xhaka in there.
If only we had someone like Ainsley Maitland-Niles, who could play in that position.
Yeah. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. Well,
I mean, I don't know about the Kieran Tierney injury, whether you can.
What
sort of injury it is, if it was a fatigue related injury or not, but.
He shouldn't have played.
He shouldn't have been playing that game against Liverpool, should he? No. So that's an absolute catastrophe. They're saying he's out for the rest of the season.
Well, listen, that is bad management. This is what managers are meant to do, is go, okay, we're playing. What's the most important game we've got in front of us? How do I manage what players play? And, you know, today and Liverpool, they weren't important games.
No, he
for
shouldn't
us.
Have played. I mean, what I'm saying, okay, is he might have got the injury anyway, mightn't
possibly.
He? There might have been a weakness in the ligament, we don't know, but yeah. He shouldn't have played against Liverpool. And there's no, absolutely no way that Saka should have gone to Sheffield United tonight. That was ridiculous.
Well, they could have both been actually rested for a couple of weeks and, you know, and then bang, you know, Thursday night against Slavia, they would have been fit and playing.
It reminds me a little bit of back in the Wenger days when quite often we'd draw cup ties at home and go and win the replay away. Do you remember us doing that?
We did it
against Sheffield United and I think it was in 05. And that's how this feels Thursday. It's a very winnable game. Don't mess it up. Go and be serious about it. Get on the ball and you're a better side than they are. Chances will come and you'll score.
Well, Lacazette, the good thing today is Lacazette got a couple of good goals and so his confidence will be back now. So that's a good thing for him and he'll play Thursday.
A few decades ago, private citizens used to be largely that. Private. What's changed, gentlemen? Gentlemen?
Well, I'll tell you what, many things have changed.
I'll tell you, don't worry. Don't worry, it's rhetorical. The internet! Think about everything you've browsed. Actually, don't.
No.
Searched for or watched. Or imagine all of that data being crawled through, collected and aggregated by third parties into a permanent public record. Having your private life exposed for others to see was once something only celebrities worried about. Oh, am I one of those these days or have those days gone? Thanks, Dee.
That's all right.
But in an era where everyone is online, everyone is a public figure. To keep my data private, when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN.
We always turn to ExpressVPN. There's no one else to turn to.
ExpressVPN. There are hundreds of data brokers out there whose sole business is to buy and sell your data. The worst part is they don't have to tell you who they're selling it to or get your consent. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server. Every time I turn ExpressVPN on, I'm given a random IP address shared by other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it more difficult for third parties to identify me and harvest my data. The best part is how easy ExpressVPN is to use. No matter what device you're on, I can vouch for this, you do just click on it. All you have to do is tap one button to get protected. So, if you believe that your data is your business, of course it is, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market, expressvpn.com/Tuesday. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tuesday to learn more.
Yes. Do it now.
There you go.
What do you make of Aubameyang being missing tonight?
Well,
what's the word on the internet? Alan, well, are you looking at the internet to see what the word is?
No, I'm looking at the Choose the Club podcast at gmail.com.
Okay.
I'm looking at our inbox, and someone did send me an email about it. But talk amongst yourselves while I look for it.
Well, I think he's been rested. I think surely he's. Well, listen, the last thing I can't risk him getting injured.
Okay, so here's the tweet. Kieran Jones sent me a tweet. So Ober is out of today's game with, in quotes, the flu. And then he puts in a link to the Independent newspaper, which says there hasn't been a case of the flu reported in the UK this winter.
Right.
It's very funny. He says Arsenal aren't even good at lying. I mean, did you believe he had the flu?
No.
I can't understand it.
We don't know, do we?
Maybe not a single case of flu detected by Public Health England this year, except for Aubameyang.
I think they've been distracted by the COVID, maybe. I don't know. Maybe his Ferrari was playing up. I don't know.
Which one?
Maybe.
He's got 5 cars.
What team would you put out Thursday? He's very settled on a back four now, isn't he? I thought tonight, without a left back, he might match up them and go back to the back three that served him well in the cup run last year. But
yeah,
do you think it will be Hector Bellerin or Callum Chambers at right back?
Tricky one. I mean, I like Rob Holding. I like Callum Chambers.
Chambers was excellent tonight.
But he might go with Bellerin because of the experience. But
he has been all every time he's come on.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with Mari. Everyone in our back six, I thought, played well today.
I must say I like Holding and Mari together, but I suspect that Gabriel is probably going to get the nod. Do you think? Who with playing with Holding? As he likes to have a right footer and a left footer together, doesn't he? That's a
big
thing.
I'd be happy for Holding.
And at left back, you think Cedric will come back in?
Oh, I think Cedric will definitely.
I imagine.
But so it's a nice centre mid will be Partey and Xhaka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then higher up the pitch, what's going to happen up there? What's he going to do? I mean, he started Willian on Thursday to absolutely no effect whatsoever.
Well, surely he can't play.
We're not going to do that again, is he?
Well, I figured that was because I had listened to the podcast, last week's podcast.
It's very big of you, D.
Where you have been talking.
Not all of our contributors listen when they're not on.
Oh, I do. See if you're going to use the Suez Canal tanker analogy, but you didn't. So I thought just to check.
Let it go, D.
But it was, and you were talking
it's
about.
It's a terrible analogy, D. Just let it go.
It would have been. It would.
Otherwise, we're going to bring it up every week for the next 20 years if you
last
say that
last week,
again.
It was the perfect opportunity.
You look like a tanker in a Suez Canal in your tiny office.
Oh.
Thanks. So, see, you see what's happened now?
Yeah. That hurt.
We've gone feral.
Soldier on.
Hey, it's your last week in that tiny room, though, isn't it? Have you got a new expansive office suite in your new house?
I will have, yeah. We're going to be here another... we've got a bit of work, having a bit of work done.
Oh, having work done.
So, but this is me sorting out my records.
Middle class. Oh, is it?
So where are you moving to? No, I don't obviously give out the exact location. We don't want you
being Seven Dials, the suburbs.
Nice. So it all depends then on the fitness of Martin Ødegaard, Emil Smith Rowe, and Bukayo Saka. Because if they're all fit, they all play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably with Lacazette up front.
Oh, I would say definitely.
Oba still benched. Pepe's had a pretty good game tonight. Pepe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pushing maybe for a start, had an impact as a sub, as the streaky, pacey sub late on. The Perry Groves is the new Perry Groves. You don't know what he's going to do. You can't trust him entirely, but every now and then it goes in.
Yeah.
But will he be back on the bench with Ober, or what's he going to do? I feel like Ødegaard, Saka and Smith Rowe might all miss out through injury, and that is bad news for us.
Yeah, but what was good about tonight was that the other people stepped up.
So that will mean on Thursday it will be Aubameyang, Ceballos and Pepe behind Lacazette.
Yeah.
And Martinelli.
Well, I would still rather Martinelli play the left-hand role.
Martinelli on
then,
the left-hand
and
side.
And then Ober in the middle.
Martinelli on the left-hand side. Yep.
Yeah, definitely Ober in the middle.
You wouldn't want Ober on that one-on-one with the keeper on Thursday. You wanted Ober there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that was all right. Let's get back to that game.
I'm going to play you in a little bit. I'm going to do some spot the commentaries with you. And there's a one-on-one with a keeper that ends up in the back of the net. And I would like Lacazette to look at that video 68 times.
Well, I mean, that miss, it was harder to hit the crossbar than actually.
They did find a low angle of it, didn't they? Where it looked like the goal looked like it was about the size of Terminal 5 at Heathrow and somehow hit the roof.
Of the Costa coffee, yeah, just by departures, yeah.
Any kind of hit on that, a toe punt, but it was just like his foot suddenly became all jellified when he hit it, and he's just like, ugh.
Text T at the time and say, I never expected that ball to go in a million years.
No, I mean, at best, I thought it was 50-50 that he was going to score. Yeah. And yet tonight, he runs through at Bramall Lane and without any hesitation.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Tonight he was brilliant. He was really good, and that's been the slight frustration.
That goal tonight, do you remember a goal that Wayne Rooney scored for England against Croatia in the Euros in 2004. He went in 1-on-1 with a keeper and he did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
He was 17, mind, at the time. But he shaped to go to the keeper's left and stuck it into his right like it was the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
That was exactly like that. It was a brilliant finish by Laka. Yeah. Brilliant. Just do that again.
But, you know, we go 1-0 up. We go 1-0 up and we're playing the last 3 minutes and it's just, this is when you want a pub team to suddenly come onto the pitch, Arsenal players come off and go, can you defend a 1-0 lead? And go, yes, yeah, we can.
I know.
We
can defend. Rose Ed, if in doubt, kick it out.
Just
all of it.
Do
launch it. Get rid.
Keep it up the other end. And it's every time. And this isn't just under Arteta. We've had it under Wenger. We've had it under Unai Emery. And it's this.
Lack leaders.
Yeah, we've had it ever since the old back four left, mate. It reminded me of that stupid game at Birmingham in 2008 when Flamini, instead of hacking the ball into their half, is in our box, passed it backwards to Clichy. And Clichy received this pass. I don't want this. Mm. The Birmingham players everywhere. We're 2-1 up last minute. I don't want it. A Birmingham player challenged him and the ref gave a penalty. And we drew. Just get it out of your half. It's the last minute. It's a weird, isn't it?
What annoys me, though, is, you know, when we win a game, they get interviewed, the captain, David Luiz, at the end of the match, and he goes, yes, we're focused now. We're totally concentrating. We're not going to make any more silly mistakes. And then the following week, we do exactly the same dumb-ass thing.
He never said that, did he?
He did after
Are you quoting Luiz?
Yeah.
We're not going to make any silly mistakes.
Yeah.
If he said that, that would be a gif by now. We'd all have seen that 2 billion times.
You're not. They always go, we're focused, we're concentrating.
No, no one's ever said that. No one at Arsenal would dare come out and say, we're focused, we're concentrating, we're not going to make any silly mistakes. I mean, how would they go back
it's
to the studio?
It's not in our DNA.
They'd all be busy themselves.
Yeah.
You're going to have to win this game allowing for silly mistakes and lapses in concentration.
So surely, I mean, I'd love to be standing next to Arteta and just say to him, that was a lovely speech, Mikel, great stuff. And then I'd say to him, now, that was great what he just said, but if we're 2 minutes to go, you kick the ball down the other end and keep it up there. That's all you got to do. Can you put petrol in your car? Yes, we can. We can do that. Well, you can kick the ball down the other bleeding end then.
Why is that? Why is that? I don't get that analogy. Putting petrol in the car.
Well, because if they can
clearing a ball.
Well, because if they can physically go to a petrol pump and take the cap out and actually stick that thing in there that fills it up, surely, takes a certain amount
of
intelligence.
But why don't you say, can you put butter on your bread or something? I mean, is it because you think of it as a simple task?
A simple task?
Because I think sometimes putting petrol in your car, that's a life or death situation. But kicking a ball away.
Yeah.
Right. What you mean is, can you put an apple core in the bin? Or something much more simple.
We've got to really go simple now.
The recycling bin, I'm talking about.
All right, of course the recycling bin. All right, okay. Could you put a peg on a clothesline? Okay, something simple.
Actually, I think that's better. Although that's quite delicate. Yeah. What we're looking for here is some act of just physical effort. That's all it is.
Physical
that's
effort.
All
can
it really
you do
is.
A...
Can you flush the bog?
Yeah, I doubt for... They have certain things these days.
They've got those little push button loo, haven't they, too? They probably just have to brush it.
Probably got an app.
They've got an app. They sit on the loo, they fire up the app. Well, actually, they sit on the loo, they text someone, and they say, couldn't flush the toilet for me, because I don't know how to work the tech in this luxury apartment that they've given me in this hover flat over the Thames.
They are dumb, though, aren't they? I mean,
but you're right. You're absolutely right. Of course they can put petrol in their cars.
Allegedly.
So, therefore, we should be 2 up from the first leg. I think we're going to win Thursday.
I think
we're going to knock out Slavia Prague. And then we're going to go into a hellish 2-leg game of chess against Unai Emery's Villarreal side. That'll be a really, really difficult tie. But again... But hopefully by then, Martin Ødegaard and Emile Smith-Rowe and Bukayo Saka will be fit. And if he was sensible in the next week or two, he really will work out who he wants to play against Villarreal and pick the Premier League teams accordingly and not take Bukayo Saka up the motorway again until we're out of the Europa League, you know. I think we're going to win Thursday. I feel confident about it. Mm. I think we showed enough in the first game, even though we were pretty poor, 4 out of 10 overall. We still were better than they were.
Yeah.
And we still should have won. I think we should have won 3-0, actually.
Well, listen, we know we've got to get a goal, but even if Slavia Prague were to go 1-0 up, Slavia Prague know that if we score, then they're in trouble. So, you know, and even then... So it's not a done deal, is it? We've got chances.
No, you're right. So I think we're going to go out.
What?
We're going to go out. There's going to be some ricket at the back. There'll be an OG. We'll start well, get a goal, we'll let one in. Then it'll be all nervy and bang, last minute from a corner.
I'm not falling for your reverse psychology, Davis.
Just trying to draw you out, Dean. Just trying to draw you out. You're sitting there with your arms folded in your tiny record bin. I want the tub-thumping speech out of you. I want that. We're going to thrash them 4-0. They're going to wish they'd never heard of Arsenal. Slavia Prague, second-rate B division. Rubbish. Did you see them? None of them can sprint. They're all odd shapes. They look weird. They look like they've been thrown together off some sort of chain gang. Free just for the night to play football. And then they're back in jail. That's what they look like. Oh. They're not a football team. Oh, we're going to kill them. We're elite athletes. We're going to zoom in a private jet. Smash them 3-0 and go back on the champagne.
And not have to flush our toilets.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Just text someone, they'll do it. Yeah. Just go on a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Do the toilet emoji. Yeah. Someone will do it for you.
Flushmytoilet.com.
Have we got any ads for flushmytoilet.com? I think we should maybe start it.
Nicholas Pepe hasn't flushed a ball since he's been in England. Okay, I've got a couple of emails, gents. A couple of emails have come in. This is from Abu Kasim, who sent me an email saying, I've been listening to the podcast since the Up for Grabs days. For those of you who only sort of joined the Tuesday Club in recent years, we used to do a podcast called It's Up for Grabs Now, with Playback Media. In about, 2009-10 sort of time, wasn't it? A long time ago. And then we couldn't be bothered to keep going around their office to do it, so we just did it ourselves. And he's been listening since then. He says, I thought it would be fun to do an 11 of all the players that the Tuesday Club were desperate to sign over the years.
Right.
So he's gone back. So this is, I appreciate Abu Kasim's devotion. In goal, we have said on the Tuesday Club over the years that we would like to sign anyone but Manuel Almunia.
That's a written. Anyone but Almunia.
We were so furious about Manuel Almunia so many times. We would have taken, and I think I do remember saying, literally any goalkeeper. I think I vaguely remember listing all the goalkeepers that I could think of in the Premier League. You know, Rob Green or whoever it was. Oh, not bad. Good keeper. We could. But he's also put in brackets, why was Ian so enamoured with him? Well, Ian is a law unto himself. And all that you can be assured of is if we think one thing, Ian will disagree.
So that's a given.
Right back, he says, is the only position that you've been happy with, which is extraordinary because of quite a large part of our podcast history. We've had Emmanuel Eboué at right back, so I don't know where that's at. Centre backs, we wanted Gary Cahill and Ashley Williams.
Mm-hmm. Ashley Williams.
Good choices.
Yeah. Van Dijk, no mention of Van Dijk.
No.
I have been banging on about getting Van Dijk for quite a while.
We were a little bit late to the Van Dijk party.
We were linked with him so much.
I know.
It still annoys me.
I know. He was talk about it when he was at Southampton. I was talking about it before that. At Celtic. Anyway. Luke Shaw. I do remember Luke Shaw. I remember saying it because me and Rich went down to St Mary's and they beat us 2-0. I think it was the Flamini-Arteta axis that really let us down. in midfield. Okay. But Luke Shaw was bombing down the left side. He looked good.
Yeah.
In centre mid, we have never stopped going on about Kondogbia, of course. he's made the 11, Tuesday Club wish list 11.
Yeah, for every
wonderful,
position.
The wonderful central midfielder, Kondogbia. I still wish we'd taken Kondogbia. Oh, I'd love Kondogbia. Great player. He's played for many great clubs, but not Arsenal. Pogba, I do remember once saying we should throw the entire transfer budget for the next 10 years at Paul Pogba. And he did a lovely bit of skill.
Oh. tonight. He was good today.
Earlier today, again in the old empty toilet bowl.
Yeah,
to set
he
up
was.
A goal.
He that was. Yeah, he was really good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's really good. And mysteriously, he claims that the Tuesday Club have wanted to sign Marouane Fellaini. In brackets, he's put, Alan actually compared him to Ruud Gullit during the 2012-2013 season.
That must have been the podcast.
That was
how
we were drinking. We were drinking a lot of Sauvignon Blanc.
We were drinking
that season
before and during the podcast.
I mean, you know, yeah, I imagine it was something to do with the fact that he had a great big barnet.
Yeah,
lots of curly hair like Ruud, but I don't really, honestly, think he was ever quite as good as Ruud Gullit.
No, but he was quite. He was quite divisive player, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was a dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Up front, we have said, you know, on the podcast that we would like to sign Raheem Sterling.
Mm.
But again, I do remember saying to Stoney, would you have Sterling? And I remember him saying, no. Like that, without moments, he didn't miss a beat. No. One of the greatest forwards of the Premier League era. I mean, an electrifying world-class talent. Every single week, deadly. No.
But that is Stoney all over, isn't it? You could say, should we get off this sinking ship? And you go, no, I'm staying.
No.
I'm staying. Should we leave this burning building? No. No, go on, you can go. I'm staying.
If you said to him, we're staying in the burning building, then he'd leave. And we've also wanted to sign Zaha, of course. We love Wilf.
Oh, yeah.
And Falcao.
Oh, yeah, that we did. But yeah, but that would have been a wrong move, wouldn't it? So.
Can you think of any others that we've always wished we'd got? Oh, you always wanted Philippe Mexis, didn't you, Dave?
No, but he was always linked with him. We were linked with Philippe Mexis.
Every summer,
for many a year.
I'd like to point out there was a podcast where I actually said we should get Aubameyang years before we actually got him, because I'd looked up who was the top goal scorers in the Bundesliga, and his name came
that
up.
Is your, that is got, your principal which, transfer tactics.
Yes, to see who is hovering, not the top team, maybe the second or third or even fourth team.
Cunning.
So they've got... The top always go
it wasn't
German.
That night. It wasn't that night when Arsenal went to the Westfalenstadion or whatever it's called, and Aubameyang tore us a new one.
No, it wasn't that particular night.
But... Scored a goal and they beat us. It wasn't then when you thought, "Holy shit, that bloke's good."
He's good.
Well, do you think he's fallen out with Arteta and it's irreparable? Tayo keeps sending messages going, "This is it. It's the long goodbye." He makes the long into about 16 letters. Or do you think there's something going on? I've heard all sorts of rumours that I won't share on this podcast about things going on in his private life, that there's some issue behind the scenes that's unsettled him.
He doesn't look happy, smiley Aubameyang so much, does he?
No, I mean, it might be because he's ruined his hair, but...
Nice one for T for bringing up Niall Ranger.
Do you think he had flu today, or do you think that's just bollocks?
I don't know. I tell you what, I think it was interesting. You know, when you were last week, the Liverpool game, which was a disaster, and you were sat, Gary Neville kept saying, oh, spotted a sort of a thing with the senior players.
Yes, but he didn't actually allude to it, did he? I mean, he was saying, oh, yeah, Arteta knows who are the players he needs to shift.
And the people who are sort of like well-fed and like they're just, you know...
Yeah. Fed lions. I kept saying fed lions.
Yeah, fed lions.
He's a bit
I wonder, because we don't know, it'd be very interesting to see Aubameyang's influence on that dressing room.
Oh, I thought you were going to say inbox. I'm very interested to see Aubameyang's direct messages.
He shouldn't be captain. He's not a captain. Just let the guy do what he's meant to do, is score goals. I don't think he's got any shred of captaincy in him whatsoever. But the club has stood by him when he was allegedly, his mother was ill. So that's a good reason why he shouldn't be turning up late. There is something happening behind the scenes. Who knows what?
But we're in the same situation that we were in with Mesut Ozil, aren't we?
Yes.
Where
you've
got this world-class talent and you don't know what's going on. Mm. If he doesn't want to pick him to go to Sheffield United, then he can say, I'm rotating.
Resting him.
I'm resting him.
We got a big game Thursday. One or two players aren't here today.
But when you say he's got flu, that means...
But why
are you
saying,
oh,
he's got flu?
He's not going to recover from
unless,
flu.
Unless he's got flu. But as we know from The Independent, there hasn't been a case of flu recorded, according to Public Health England, who have really, as you, we are well on top of their game.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not going to recover from flu till Thursday, is he?
I mean, do you think it's a real problem going on here? Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I wonder.
He's got a massive contract for another two seasons. He's not going to leave, is he?
No, but is that why... Is that why he dropped him for Spurs and tried to do something and tried to make it up and say, look, you can't take the piss? Maybe he does. I don't know. This is all stuff we don't know.
That's all fine. He can say you can't take the piss, but surely that's not a thing you say publicly. That's,
no.
I don't get it. I feel like someone put a tweet up saying he doesn't really buy all this my way or the highway stuff, you know, from Arteta. It feels a bit outdated, that attitude to management. Wenger, when the players leave the club, Wenger's, they're dead to him. He forgets who they were. He won't recognise them. You know, when they're there, he'll have to think of a way like any manager. Any manager of how do I get the best out of this absolute tosser? I can't stand the sight of him in training. Every manager must have players like that in their team, and they can't stand the sight of. I know that. David Beckham used to drive Ferguson around a twist.
Yeah.
Do you remember him saying once there must be something in the water in London? Because then all these Londoners would turn up with earrings and tattoos and dyed hair and kimonos. And he'd think, oh, I've got to keep playing him. He's world class, but it gets on my tits. I'd rather he just tucked his shirt in and
had a scar
across his cheek.
Well, this is it. I mean, you know.
In fact, he gave him a scar, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy might have bad habits. He might eat like a pig, and Arteta's looking at him, God. He's our top striker. Look at him. He smells. He eats like a pig. I can't stand
Maybe they see each other at the same petrol station and he can't...
I tell you what.
I bet Aubameyang makes a real fuss over filling his car. Fill your car up.
I bet there's petrol attendants around the London Coney area and they show their CCTV footage, right, of Arsenal players trying to figure out how to put the petrol gun into the tank. They go, well, look at this, look, it's like I said, he can't find out where the cap is. He's still walking around the car. I better go out and help him.
Yeah.
Do you think that one of the players, every week there's a little thing on the notice board, like if you've been naughty, you have to go in and tidy the manager's office? And it's been Aubameyang 4 weeks running, and he's really had enough.
He's really pissed off about it.
I slightly think that Arteta might have missed his calling as a primary school teacher.
But you know, Aubameyang, he did have that awful spell where. Well, how many games did he go without a goal once his contract was signed?
He's looked really pissed off all season. It was a good pass through to Pepe for the goal, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
Very good pass,
he battled for that ball and he showed a bit of energy, and that was a perfectly weighted pass. And
you see, if Arteta had done that 10 minutes earlier, made that change. Yes. And,
he should have brought on,
you know,
the
subs then I think that would have been, you know, it's like, okay, we're gonna keep it relatively tight and then
he had this idea, didn't he? And like changing four at once and blitzing them with attacking player, a bit like Brendan Rodgers did when Leicester played at Arsenal. And afterwards, he goes, "We got the goal we wanted." No, we didn't want one goal, Mikel. We wanted four.
Oh, well, maybe it's a cunning plan. Maybe we are fooling Slavia Prague. They're going, "Oh, look, Aubameyang's out. He's riddled with flu. He's not going to turn up Thursday." And then suddenly, there they see him walking out onto the pitch.
It's Niall Ranger.
Yeah, we don't have to
like him. We just need him playing for you. Now, Richard Neal has emailed me. I know Richard. He sent me this. The ball's now with Leno, who doesn't like it to feet. He shuffles it sideways to David Luiz. He miskicks it to Xhaka, who loses his feet. I'll just fucking give it to Kieran Tierney. Kieran Tierney. He came down from Scotland to be number three. He's better than Ashley O'Kieran Tierney.
Yeah.
See you in August.
Do you think we'll ever get to sing
that
song?
We love you. You're the player of the season. Sorry, Keith?
Will we ever get to sing that song for real one day? Will we ever get back into stadiums again?
Yes. Keep the faith, Keith.
Daniel McLaughlin has emailed. Daniel, thank you for your email.
What's Daniel got to say?
I'm still freeloading scum and loving the podcast. In the aftermath of our dismal draw against Slavia Prague, I decided to salvage something positive. So here is Guardiola or Gandhi.
Oh, hello. That's a good one. Well done, mate. Guardiola or Gandhi. Wow. Oh, that's... He's knocked that one out of the ballpark. Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Actually...
Are you going to do Gandhi in the style of Ben Kingsley?
It doesn't quite work as well as Hitler Ferguson. I'll flag that up now, okay, but we'll go through a few of them anyway, because it's a laugh.
Yeah.
It's just a laugh. Listeners, it's just a laugh. Don't worry about it.
We haven't got people taking this serious.
Don't be silly. People are very serious. Very serious about... Not only about the Arsenal, but about all the Arsenal supporter bullshit on the internet. Okay, number one. Glory lies in the attempt to reach one's goal and not in reaching it. It's a kind of style over substance. Now, bearing in mind that I imagine that in both cases here, these are translated. is that Mahatma Gandhi or Pep Guardiola?
Well, I'm going Gandhi on this one.
I'm going Pep.
Oh, it's Gandhi. It's Gandhi, 1-0 to Dover.
No more Gandhi.
Now, this one, an ounce of practice is worth 1,000 words. An ounce of practice is worth 1,000 words. Is that Pep Guardiola or Mahatma Gandhi?
I'm going Gandhi.
I'm going Pep.
Oh, it's Gandhi.
No!
Hey.
Oh, it's 1-1. Oh, I think we used to wait there by the use of the imperial measure there from Mahatma.
I was.
Yeah,
He's
old school.
Pep would never say ounce, would he?
No.
He would never say ounce. He's never said ounce or inch in his life.
No. But gram doesn't sound the same, does it?
A gram of practice.
Gram of something else.
Gram of practice. Got you.
Is that what they Merce used to call it?
A rap of practice.
Number three, the worst things are excuses. Excuses mean you cannot grow or move forward. The worst things are excuses. Excuses mean you cannot grow or move forward.
You see, the expressive
Gandhi
way you're saying
or Guardiola.
That, the way you're... Oh, yeah.
Can I just say, I'm not trying to do a Guardiola or a Gandhi impression.
No,
I'm very much trying to sail a middle path.
And rightly so.
Which is, it's not as easy as it sounds.
No!
Listen, we're living in
very tempted.
We're listening very well times. We that's a society of black lawyers on our case straight away.
Never mind a society of black lawyers. It's just philosophically and emotionally, where is the middle line between Gandhi and Guardiola? Is there one?
Well, it's sort of
they've never
Morocco.
Been seen in the same room. Yeah. Yeah. We put Gandhi in an expensive coat from the Arndale Centre.
He'd rather made a good manager, wouldn't he, Gandhi?
Excuses mean you cannot move or you cannot grow or move forward.
I'm going Guardiola. I'm going Pep.
Oh, you're both correct. It is Pep. So it's 1-1.
Classic still. Pep.
From my point of view, I always want to fight until the end of my last chance. Now, is this Mahatma Gandhi, the great advocate of non-violent demonstrations, who led a peace movement in India and to the point of the removal of the imperial yoke, or Pep Guardiola, the multimillionaire coach of Lionel Messi?
I think there was a hint of Ben Kingsley in your voice there.
From my point of view, who do you think? Ben Kingsley could play Guardiola standing on his head. That is... shoo-in. Mm. He'd be brilliant at it.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I always want to fight until the end of my last chance.
I'm going for Gandhi.
Yeah. Gandhi for you, Keith?
I would go Gandhi, but let's make a fist at it. I'm going to go Pep.
It is Pep.
Oh, what a lucky
It is Pep.
Guess.
Dover's 2-1 up.
Damn.
Oh, this one sounds a bit like Arsene Wenger. This is very Arsene Wenger, but see who you think it is. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony.
Got to
Happiness
be
is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony.
Got to be Gandhi. I'm nailing my.
Can I go?
Yeah, it's gone Gandhi.
Can I go Gandhi on this? I don't want to.
It's gone Gandhi as well. He's Gandhi.
Yeah, it's Gandhi.
It's Gandhi. It's Gandhi.
Do you know what? I've got to say.
Get in, Mahatma.
You know, we did, you know, Keith Dover or Tim Sherwood.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a lot of the things I said are very Gandhi-esque, aren't they? There is a similarity there.
Do you? What, like, top of
a shit? I've often thought that.
I think Gandhi would have said that. In fact, I think he did say it, actually.
He said, Gandhi famously said, they haven't even got electricity in Tottenham.
And he was
right. Still point up, they point at planes.
It's true,
they just
they
eat
do.
Rats.
Yeah, see, he said that too.
Here we go, number six. Keith's still one up. Creating something new is the difficult part. To make it and build it and get everyone to follow, amazing.
Okay. I'm going to go Pep. Is that,
you're going Pep?
I'm going Pep on that one.
I think it's Pep too. But
it is
got,
Pep. It is
yes,
Pep.
But yes, great.
It is Pep, yeah. Trying to find yourself, trying to find a place on the fence there, D, your familiar perch.
No.
I was that just smooth, worn down patch of fence there.
Oi.
Hasn't been a splinter on that for years, has it?
How dare
you? That's the shiniest bit of wood in...
How
Brighton area.
Dare you? I was going to say, because I needed to win the point back, I needed to challenge, so I was going to go
against
him.
Well, you're still one down. Still one down. Here we go. Number seven. I don't want preconceptions. I want to learn as much as possible. I do not want preconceptions. I want to learn as much as possible. Gandhi or Guardiola?
Imagine Guardiola saying that as an up-and-coming coach. You could sort of say he's being interviewed and that's the kind of thing he'd say as a new coach.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Pep.
Go on, Pep. Okay, Pep.
I'm going to go Gandhi.
It's Pep.
Oh.
Dover's two up. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
A man is the product of his thoughts, what he thinks he becomes. A man is the product of his thoughts, what he thinks he becomes.
Got to be Gandhi.
I want to say, yes, oh, it's got to be Gandhi.
It is Gandhi, and it is referring here to Nigel Farage. Okay, here we go. Strength does not come from physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will.
We haven't gone Hitler again, have we?
No. Strength does not come from physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will.
Ben Kingsley.
Whoa, it's a good one, isn't it?
I'm going to go Pep on this. I can't imagine Gandhi saying
You're
that.
Going Pep?
Yeah, I'm going,
Pep on that? What about you, D?
I'm going Gandhi.
He's Gandhi.
Oh, really?
Boom.
He's Gandhi. It's a goal back. Yep. It's close now. There's only one in it.
He had a dark side.
Here we go. Will I be a success? I do not know.
Pep.
Will I be a success? I do not know.
I'm going Pep.
Well, listen.
Yeah?
Because if I go Pep too and I win, so I'm not going to take that option.
Oh, well, he's so magnanimous.
You know, so...
Who do you think said it, Keith?
Listen, my head says it's Pep. But,
yeah? Well,
you know,
well, what's your mouth going to say?
I'm going to say Gandhi.
Wrong. It's Pep.
Oh, there
hey!
You go.
It's a last-minute equaliser. Should have cleared it, Keith.
No,
Keith,
no.
You should have cleared it. Kick it out of the pot. Rosehead, get rid.
There you
okay.
go.
Now, this sounds like might have been said after the British suppressed a riot. Or it might have been said after Jose Mourinho gouged one of your coaches in the eye.
Well.
I mean, it could have been said... If you guess who said this, you're a better man than any of our listeners.
This is a tie.
We know that. I cannot conceive of a greater loss than the loss of one's self-respect.
Oh, Gandhi.
Keith's gone Gandhi. He's gone early.
Well, I'm gonna go Pep then.
Oh, it's Gandhi.
Yes.
It's Gandhi. And Dover wins because I feel I'm not even going to allow the next question. Because like all of our quiz setters, he's gone for the comedy final one,
right?
Which I enjoy, and I thanks once again to Daniel McLaughlin for sending this in.
Very
yes,
good,
thank
mate.
You.
TuesdayClubPodcast@gmail.com. Here's the final one. Mikel knows everything. He's so good. It's not because he's my friend. He's so clever. I learn a lot watching his teams.
Mahatma Guardiola. Yeah. I'll go Pep. Yeah,
I'm going Gandhi.
It was an equaliser. All the best and thanks for all your great work. Not you, Bentley! Lovely stuff. Absolutely marvellous. Okay, who said it?
Yeah?
Alan Davis or Paul Merson?
Oh!
That's a good one.
There's only a few of these. This has been sent in by Sam King. I like pubs, but it's hard for me to go and get proper bladdered. I don't want to moan about being recognised, but I do get a bit of grief sometimes. Was that me or Paul Merson?
That could have been so both of you.
I'm going Alan Davies on this one.
It was me. It was quite right, yeah. If you keep walking past the barbers, eventually you'll get a haircut.
Got to be Merson.
Yeah, that's Merson.
It is Merson. Confidence is a horrible thing. Davis? Or Merson?
Ooh.
I'm going Merson. I can't imagine you saying something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Merson. There's a lot to do when you're a kid. Spiders to catch, girls to poke in the eye, stuff to be getting on with.
That's you. I remember. Yes,
definitely. That is me. Don't put too much pressure on Jack Wilshere. In years to come, he'll be an Arsenal great like Liam Brady.
You.
I'm going Merson.
It is Merson.
No.
It is Merson.
Well, I think you both meant...
Yeah, I think you probably would have said that.
My favourite restaurant is the Thai Corner Cafe on St Paul's Road. We go there all the time. I shouldn't really mention it. I don't want it to be chock-a-block. Merson or Davis?
Oh, no.
I reckon Merson.
You go Merson?
No, it's you.
It's me. It's me. Anyway, that's Sam King. Thanks for that. Okay, I'm going to do some... there was another email that was quite of a thing that might be worth saying. Oh, someone sent in the Teddy Sheringham or Ted Bundy. And it's a nice idea, but it's a little bit dark. Yeah. It's a little bit dark. I mean, we can all have a bit of a laugh about the former Tottenham centre forward, but there's a line to be crossed,
and I think you've crossed it.
Just because he behaves badly at the driving range doesn't make him a serial killer.
No. Well, allegedly. Well,
what you're saying, the jury's out.
It's like people like Son, but I think he's evil.
He is evil, yeah.
I'll read you a couple of these, Bundy or Sheringham ones. Number one, I don't feel guilty for anything. I feel sorry for people who feel guilt. Oh. You see, it could be Sheringham.
It's Bundy.
Yeah. Number two, I do a lot of travelling, and I enjoy driving a nice car. I've got a Bentley Speed, and it's about the fourth or fifth one I've had. It drives beautifully. I did try a Ferrari, but I wasn't convinced.
Teddy.
It's got to be Teddy, but it's Bundy-esque, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes on. And finally, it ends with the now traditional comedy final one. Number 10, I do hate Arsenal with a passion. No money in the world would ever tempt me to play for them.
Ted Bundy.
Well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
And we all know that. All right, gents, I'm going to do you some commentaries. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Let's try this one first.
Willian. Pepe. Elneny. Aubameyang. This is better from Arsenal. Bellerin. Saka! Best move of the match, and on the hour mark, Arsenal had the breakthrough. Bukayo Saka, who's had quite the week, crowns it with the Arsenal opener.
You know, what's that goal?
60th minute.
But that sounded like a proper crowd.
That was what that was one of those pile-on celebrations by the corner flag. Near enough to the effects mic.
Right.
But
I would say Sheffield United.
Yeah.
But it's, Well, just I'm trying to spot the theme.
Spotting the theme early. It's gone early. God, it's like you're like Perry Mason.
or Perry Groves.
I think it's a European type. I'm trying to
think. Do you?
No, not a clue on that one.
No. Well, it is Sheffield United. Sheffield United at the Emirates. Bukayo Saka headed it in at the far post from Hector Bellerin's nice little dink cross. Yep. Went in just under the bar. And it was his first goal, I believe I'm right in saying, at the Emirates Stadium.
Lovely. There you go. So I got that right.
Yeah, well
you got
done,
that right.
Well
yeah, you'll have that one. Okay, here we go. Try this one for size.
Again, big frame of Willie Young, providing a solid barrier for Arsenal. Rice. And Arsenal visibly encouraged by the goal. And a lovely ball from Rice for McDonald. And Sheffield United sliced apart.
FA Cup against Sheffield United, 76?
That's very good, D. It's very good. It's not 76.
79?
But it was FA Cup. It was 1978.
1978.
We went to Bramall Lane and won 5-0. And including goals, headed goals by David O'Leary and Frank Stapleton and a header from Malcolm McDonald. And that goal, which was a beautiful through ball by Pat Rice, curved into the path of Supermac, who ran on head down like a bull out and released from a pen and just drilled it into the bottom corner, smacked it with his left foot without a second's hesitation. And it was a brilliant finish.
It was amazing how fast he could run for a guy his size. I mean, it was only a short burst of speed, you know, after about 40 feet, then he'd stop. But, you know, but he would
have a drink.
He'd have a drink, yeah, fag.
A cigarette.
Have a fag, yeah.
But, yeah, if you could see the goal, it was rapid. Anyway, that was a goal from 1978. Arsenal won 5-0 in a FA Cup third round at Bramall Lane and went on to the final and lost. Oh, by the way, Tottenham are playing in the League Cup final.
Yes.
Is it this week?
In a couple of weeks. Yeah. And we very much hope, of course, that they get their arses handed to them by Bernardo Silva et al.
Yeah.
Some of them are piping up on the social media about we're in a cup final.
Oh, you are kidding me.
I'd just like to point out the 6 cup finals we played in the last 7 seasons, including winning 4 FA Cups, not including 4 Charity Shields, and also we played a League Cup final against Manchester City, which went well. Hopefully theirs will go the same way. And the Europa League final and a semi-final. So pipe down, you mugs. You should be embarrassed to even mention it out loud. If you really think of yourself as a big club, you'd be ashamed to even be trying in the League Cup. Okay, try this one.
Spread wide by Gary Speed, who turned 39 earlier this month. This is Montgomery. Could do anything with it. Very easy for Arsenal. As ever, as the first team do, just pass their way out of trouble. Wilshere, Merida, Vela. Lovely turn from Carlos Vela. Now Bentner, they've given him space, and he's used it perfectly. 1-0 Arsenal. It's taken half an hour to break through, but Arsene Wenger's men are in front. Vela made the space. And Bentner capitalised on it. Lovely finish.
Carling Cup.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely League Cup.
Carling League Cup 2010.
Not 2010.
2007?
No.
12.
No.
9.
No. Actually, it was the 2009 season. It was 2008-09, I think I'm right in saying. Arsenal won 6-0. Against Sheffield United with the kids, the youngest Arsenal team ever to be fielded, included, I think I'm right saying again, please don't correct me on the Twitter or the email, but I think it was Jack Wilshere's full debut, 56,000 in at the Emirates. Sheffield United fielding Gary Speed there. Sadly departed Gary Speed, great player. Also on the bench for Sheffield United was Ugo Ehiog, believe it or not, another player that we have lost. But it was a brilliant performance. I wasn't there. Katie and I were in New York on a holiday. And I remember we were, I don't know why we went there, but we went to the Bronx Zoo one afternoon. And I was wandering around the Bronx Zoo. Massive place. It's so big, you can't even see any of the animals. They're just in the distance. But that's
not much
of
a zoo, then, is it?
Not really. It's vaguely disappointing. But that was a hell of a performance. We smashed them 6-0, and Carlos Vela got a hat trick, including one sensational lobbed finish.
Oh, that he liked a lob, goal, didn't he?
He loved
a
lob.
What,
a little
what round was it?
Keeper.
Was it the sort of like first or second round?
One of the early ones.
I imagine.
I mean,
it was
the fact that
he
got 56,000 in there, I mean. That's...
Well, they used to charge a tenner, didn't they, for the Carling Cup?
Well,
so yes, all those people. True, do you remember we used to say, oh, it's full of Carling Cuppers in here?
The Carling Cuppers, yeah.
Yeah. People who. You know, not the usual miserable bastards that come every
year.
Yeah,
young people.
People enthused yeah. and excited to be there rather than people...
cynical and beaten
cynical,
down over the
some
years.
Wizened.
Decrepit, decadent
Hang
idiots.
Hang on a minute. I'm trying to find the lineup because it's quite... I want you to have a guess the lineup. Arsenal 6, Sheffield United 0.
Chesney in goal.
It really did feel like Arsenal's youngsters handed Sheffield United a football lesson this is in September 2008. That season, we should have won the league the year before. We managed to blow it. And then that season, we lost in the FA Cup semi to Chelsea and the Champions League semi to Man U. Oh. And then things started to go awry, didn't they? Cesc was getting a bit twitchy. And then Wilshere and Ramsey started getting injured every 5 minutes. Everything was rosy. That night, the first team were top of the league. The Arsenal, do you want to have a guess at who played for Arsenal? Do you want to have a stab at the 11? Fabianski was in goal.
Right.
Back four.
Kieran Gibbs.
Yes, Gibbs played, wearing the number 40 shirt.
Song?
Yeah. Alex Song played centre-back. Alongside a big Swiss fella.
Philippe Senderos.
No, the other one.
Oh, Giroud.
Giroud. The right back was an English right back who was incredibly fast. Didn't play many games.
English right back, incredibly
fast. Yeah, Justin Hoyt.
Justin Hoyt.
Yeah, and then we had a midfield full of talent and promise.
Fran Marida.
Jack Wiltshire. Yep. That's it. One became a superstar and the other one disappeared down the divisions. But arguably the second one was more talented. But
is that true? Balogun signed a new contract, by the way. Just not sorry to divert there.
Oh, hello. Have you had a news update? I hope so. That's already was on the verge of signing, which is brilliant news for Arsenal for years.
No, like you, I constantly on the internet looking on my phone at Arsenal news.
Yeah, I sincerely hope he has because I think he's a top talent. The midfield was Mark Randall.
Oh,
you don't remember Mark Randall?
He was
very skinny.
Yeah.
He was a skinny, scrawny little playmaker, really talented. We went down the divisions. And Aaron Ramsey was a teenager at the time.
Rambo.
And Nicholas Bentner and Carlos Vela. And off the bench came Henry Lansbury. Coquelin, who was a child. And Jay Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
On the bench was Frimpong. And I am Vitoma Noni. And Emmanuel Thomas. And in goal for Sheffield United was Paddy Kenny. If it was a pie, if it was a pie, you would have saved it. If it was a pie. And they had also James Beattie playing for him. Lee Hendry came on. Well, I think we're going to win Thursday night. Are you confident?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm confident in, remember when we done Juventus in 1980, that kind of way, when we got that goal in the final seconds. That's the kind of
thing. But okay, this mob are not Juventus. This is not the Juventus of Tardelli and Bettiger and Calcio. And this is Slavia Prague, mate.
Yes.
I mean, I know they've had a long unbeaten run, and they're but come on.
Yes, I think we should.
We've just got to go over there, get on the ball and start passing it and knock a couple of goals in.
Pitch is not as good, apparently. Pitch is a bit...
Stop. If he gets in there and starts telling them how good they are, and be careful and don't go mad and don't take any chances, and we're all cautious and worried about the opposition and end up...
Like he did Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, that's what worries me. Instead of saying, you know, like Alex Ferguson, lads, it's Tottenham.
Yeah.
Just go out.
When he said to them when they were 3-0 down and they won 5-3. No, we're going to knock them out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Who's with me?
I'm with you. We can do it. We can do it.
No one is. All right, gents. See you next week.